Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, I'm back with Matoño. Matoño, in terms of how Federal Packing and Eurocaribe and that purchase, important purchase of the manufacturing of the beef products, how did that happen? I'm not sure I followed.
Okay, Federal Packing was the owner of the brand of Serranito, and they processed smoked hams. Eurocaribe was a manufacturer of Con Gusto sausages, and they, after our bid to buy Federal Packing failed, they came in 2 years later and made, they being Eurocaribe, made an offer for Federal Packaging in a case with the smaller manufacturer bought the larger manufacturer,
right,
in a relationship of 3-1 more or less.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they were not successful because of a part of the business they bought from Federal Packing was a contract, and that contract was not renewed after they bought. So the investment firm that bought Federal Packing, that and Eurocaribe, took over and operated for 5 years, and then that's when they came to talk to us about distribution, and we in turn offered to buy the company because we basically knew we were a customer of Eurocaribe because we bought a product to distribute to the quick service restaurants from them. And so we knew the what the business was because we had done a due diligence to buy it, and eventually we bought it with the knowing that we would eventually need to close the two plants and move it and make a new plant because it was not feasible to fix their current operation.
Well, tell the listeners where you have consolidated, which is another big move on your part. Where have you, how you've consolidated, where you're operating now in terms of both the distribution and the manufacturing operations?
Okay, we also, that we needed more space for distribution, and then we were looking for properties of where to buy and build a distribution manufacturing center. And coming back from a trip, I saw a headline, I think, in one of the local newspapers saying that Hanes Brand was shutting down their facility in Vega Baja. It so happened that I had gone by that facility because at that time I was in contact with Pritco looking for unused buildings that I could rent, and I had made a rental proposal to them in a building in Vega Baja just next to Hanes Brand. So we at that point then talked to the people from Hanes Brand and began conversations with Pritco about taking over the Hanes Brand facility and invested in it to turn it into a manufacturing center and a distribution center. And it took us maybe a year or so of negotiations to be able to sign a lease contract and 2 more years to build the plant and then buy the property from Pritco.
And how what's the size of this? Where we're now, which is in Guaynabo, which is your sales office, which used to be your warehouse and office center. How big is this here in Guaynabo that you've turned over to another lessee? And how big is the new place in Vega Baja?
This facility is about 85,000 square feet. The current facility is 260,000 square feet, both of distribution and manufacturing. It's about 80,000 for manufacturing, which is double of what we inherited in Eurocaribe. We inherited about 45,000 square feet. So we have an 80,000 square feet manufacturing facility and then 180,000 distribution square feet of distribution facility. Everything is basically doubled.
Yeah, it's a very impressive site and beautifully done. You suffered a lot through all that. negotiating, moving, negotiating with Pritco, putting it all together. I mean, it was a gigantic Herculean task.
A lot of negotiation and patience, because it's very hard to buy something, to be able to buy something that someone does not want to sell. It takes a little persuasion and a lot of negotiation.
The move towards China, and I know you jumped and you said, you know, you're in China and you started with a partnership, but how did the decision and the move to China take place? Again, it sounds like most of the other things weren't as quick as I had thought. Most things were more gradual. It was like a jigsaw puzzle, putting all these things together. But the Chinese picture or aspect of the business, how did that happen, and where does it stand now?
Well, on the side of the business that is retail, the retail market to service supermarkets, we were brand developers. And in early 1980s, we bought from a friend of ours a small packaging operation that was packaging cutlery and cups and plates and bags that were importing the bulk product, and they were then packaging in Bayamon. He got a contract with Hewlett-Packard to supply them with the packaging material that he was gonna make for their computers. And so we bought that business basically for the inventory and a little bit of
Wasn't interested in that
he wanted to divest
and get into something more important.
And he wanted to divest, and he talked to us because he was already selling us bags of what he was making there. So then that is, let's say, we got into the packaging business and put it together a little bit like our first manufacturing days, I would think. And then little by little, we first Dominican Republic, Mexico, Venezuela, Colombia, and back to Venezuela after, you know, the U.S. suppliers started to move out of the U.S. and closing their business.
These were in these different countries. These were contract manufacturers, independent contract manufacturers.
Yeah, they were actually manufacturers of these products that made our brand us. Among other brands, they had their own brands, but they also made the brands for us. So it's like contract manufacturer. Eventually, like I said, we got to China out of necessity because our contract manufacturers in the U.S. and in South America were not as competitive, and some of them were closing down and moving over to China. So we found a manufacturer in China, in Zhuhai, China, that started making the products for us. We had to buy the molds and give them the molds and do all the design for all our bags. And so we already, at day one, we started to invest in him. And that's how 2 years later on, he came with a proposal for us to buy his business. And we said, you know, this sounds like this, you know, after doing our due diligence, we thought it was a good opportunity, even though we had just bought Eurocaribe in Puerto Rico. We figured that completed our offer. All our lines were now, we would be vertically integrated on both areas of their business, in the food products and ham and sausages business. We're now integrated, and then in the disposable dinnerware, we would be now vertically integrated because we control manufacturing.
And have you divested yourself of any lines, or you know, voluntarily or involuntarily, as you've gone along, or you basically have kept and just added?
Well, I remember early in the conversation, we were a janitorial supply house, and and a paper supply house. And before that we had grocery bags and gift wrap paper. Those things we gradually were getting out of it and sold basically to different people our inventories. We at one point, as part of our janitorial house, we represented Advanced Machines and we sold their equipment in Puerto Rico to factories, hotels, and supermarkets. So that was our first entry into the supermarket, and we sold that line over to Fuller Brush as we started to concentrate in other areas. So yes, we have been divesting of areas of our business to concentrate in others along the way.
So what we have here, and I don't think too many people in Puerto Rico are aware of the growth, of the integration, of the complexity that Matos Santos Commercial has instituted in this company. And of course, you know, I think what's also very beautiful is to see this gradual transition of a family business going so smoothly as it has. With that in mind, what do you see in the future, the transition that you now have before you? Of course, you're probably planning to live until 100 like your parents, but you can't count on that. So where do you see the business going? I mean, sometimes some of this may be trade secrets. We have to be careful here, but where do you see the business going and your transitioning of the business at this point?
Well, one thing, we're obviously in the process now of developing the third generation, and we have three members of our third generation in our business, all nieces and nephews of mine. But we have also along the way developed a very good management of good managers that are professional managers, not part of the family, and they're just as important as the family members are in guiding and in the decision making of that we do. So I think we have also professional managers, so to speak. Along the way, when we made this strategic investments, is that we thought, or still think that, you know, we had to go out of the 35 by 100 and start exporting. And as distributors, we really couldn't export what someone else was making. As manufacturers, then we could export. And basically out of China, 40% of the production of China does not come to Puerto Rico. It goes all over the world, and we are now trying to penetrate the U.S. market with our what we manufacture in China. And also what we're making in Puerto Rico from Eurocaribe, we're also in the process of developing the U.S. market, because our goal is to have a 50-50 business, 50 sold in Puerto Rico, 50 exported. And the other opportunity that I see that we're looking is the substitution of imports. Being in the food processing industry, we're trying to make strategic agreements with different supermarket chains and quick service restaurants to produce products that they are now importing, manufacture that here. Also with other local manufacturers, we try to supply ourselves as much as we can from local manufacturers to supply us with and producers in Puerto Rico, agricultural producers, to supply us some of our raw materials. And there's, you know, we do have as much as we can possibly purchase in Puerto Rico from local producers, we do for our manufacturing process.
So we have the and we're kind of running out of time, but I think, you know, there's a lot of things to be done, exciting future ahead. And I want to close, you know, Matonya, with expressing, you know, how impressed I've been with your leadership and what you've accomplished, and what I'd like to see, and what we all would like to see in Puerto Rico is, you know, hundreds of people like you willing to take calculated risks and moving this thing forward in our economy. So congratulations, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.